If he were still alive, today would be Abraham Lincoln's 206th birthday.
67 years ago, our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
That was not President Lincoln. It's Fritz Klein. The actor was cast as Lincoln years ago for what was supposed to be one of many roles in Klein's career. But one performance became two became three, and soon...
Actually, in 4 years, it became full-time, and from that point on, it sort of took over.
Now, he'll do several hundred performances a year, but even at this point, he needs to spend a great deal of time with Lincoln off the stage.
Two-thirds to three-fourths of the time has to do with studying and preparing and memorizing and researching. And so there's more behind it than most folks might imagine. I started keeping a notebook as I was reading things that I picked up. I started incorporating into what I did. Sometimes people would write a verbal description of what he sounded like. And so I would combine those things. Some of it, Lincoln's voice was not an easy voice to listen to. And so I toned it down a little bit. Eventually, I came up with something that not only was reasonably historically accurate, but fit in with public expectations.
For Klein, playing Abraham Lincoln isn't just a job. He hopes that by bringing the 16th president back to life for his audiences, he can encourage them to reconnect with history.
My purposes are fairly historic, but also entertaining. And I think the role that I bring to that has to do with trying to inform as well as inspire people to study history and learn from history. And there's much to learn from the past. Something Lincoln said frequently was, human nature doesn't change. And that means that we can learn some lessons from people in the past.
In fact, he thinks it's a matter of duty to be aware of how history has shaped the present.
If you're indifferent to history, it's not only a matter of ignorance, it's almost a matter of ingratitude or rudeness. David McCullough mentioned this. There's people who have gone to great lengths and laid down their lives so that we can enjoy what we enjoy thoughtlessly every day. And to bring a sense of gratitude to the present from what has happened before, I think is important. And it doesn't always happen in schools or with textbooks. And so when I see that people are connecting, that's very gratifying.
Through his extensive research, Klein has learned nearly everything he can know about Lincoln. Still, one aspect in particular stands out to him.
His humility is a constant enigma to me. For someone who had such an impact nationally and internationally, it was fairly obvious, I think. And yet he could keep that commonness. That's not an easy thing.